Don Bogan joins us in the studio tonight. He is the author of 5 books of poetry, and his work has been honored with a Discovery Award, the Writer Emily Dickinson Award of the Poetry Society of America, as well as a grant from the National Endowment of the Arts. He is Nathaniel Ropes Professor Emeritus at the University of Cincinnati and serves as editor-in-large of the Cincinnati Review. Tonight, we're going to talk about his latest book of poems, Immediate Song, and I am delighted to welcome him and his poetry to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Don, along with the title poem, several of your poems have song in the title. Care Song, Smart Song, Lake Song, Window Song. Talk a little bit about the choice of this word, song.
I got very interested in song probably almost 20 years ago now, and I was at a concert of art song, late 19th century things, and I thought, well, these are really lovely when you hear them aloud. And my own writing did not have a lot of work like that. I have some earlier poems before this book that are called song, but not very many. So I began to kind of work with basically shorter lines that have a very repeating rhythm to them in certain ways, occasional rhyme or off rhyme, so you see a sort of pattern. But the key thing for song, the idea of song for me was, well, the way I like to describe it is, it's the poems in which I can use the phrase my heart without meaning, you know, this muscle inside my chest. So they're emotional, they're specific, but not particularly personal. They're kind of general exploration of emotion, I mean, lyric in that sense, as distinguished from more narrative or even expository poems. The first poem, the first sequence in the book is a long expository poem about hospitals, of all things. And the songs come throughout the book, kind of breaking it up with these more, I don't want to say purely, but generally emotional, shorter, and very musical pieces, at least to my ear.
Give us a sample, if you would.
Immediate song. Words on a sheet, screen in a window, air moving in where he doesn't move. Still, in the quick world, he catches the light as it slices across the eucalyptus, spirals of dry green inscribing the sky. Morning splits open. He is taking it in, smell of spiced dust, sharp in the old smog, river of traffic, constant and varied, cool hiss of sprinklers spurting to life, just now, springs, a back door, Jay's shriek that clears out all space around it, a moment, a moment.
I'm thinking about 5 books of poetry now, so quite a body of work, and I trust in life, as in poetry, one always wants to improve one's craft over time. Are there things that you see as being constant, but are there other things that have changed over time?
Yeah, I think one thing that's constant is exploring different kinds of verbal music. It's a little embarrassing, but when I'm writing, I always have to say things out loud. I have to essentially feel them in my mouth, and I have to hear them in my ears.
The music of the words.
Yes, but then music takes different forms, and so I suppose there might be some thematic things that continue, but I don't really think so much about that. But I think about different strategies for creating different kinds of music. You know, some kinds of music would be very long, discursive, talky sorts of lines, and that'll interest me for a while. And then there are these song-like things. Over the years, I've done different things that's certainly poetry, but trying to imitate the rhythms of everyday speech and things like that. I'm a strong believer in the idea of the muse and what the muse seems to sing to me, and there are times when she's not going to sing at all,
yes.
But
yes.
When I hear from her, it's singing, you know. I think each of my books is quite different. Each of them has a different focus, but that's not deliberate. I come to discover what they're about, and then the changes in the work over the years have to do with those discoveries.
I'm thinking also about the why of poetry. One friend says poetry is her spiritual practice. Another can't not write, yet another writing to remember. So do you have a why of why you write poetry?
Not a simple one. I think the ones you mentioned, I am writing natural for my age. I'm writing a lot about memory. I always feel, though, that if there's something that's personal to me, that the poem has to somehow get beyond just the personal elements of my life. I can't really choose my subject matter. A lot of this new book is essentially public and about all kinds of things that we share in common, like hospitals and things like that. I do remember there was a poet that I worked with a long time ago and a wonderful friend who's, oh, he's been gone at least 10 years, I'm guessing now, maybe a little more. The British poet Tom Gunn once said that he wrote, similar to the person you mentioned, he wrote because he had to, he could not not write, but he wrote to sort of understand and figure out things in his life. And I think that's probably why I write. I hear some interesting sounds in my head and I follow them out and I try to make that music, which always is important to me. But at the same time, there's a sort of challenge, and it could be external, it could be very personal, in making this piece of music, this kind of art. And then I feel when, well, I don't know that my poems are ever finished, but when they're ready enough to send out, that I've come to some new understanding. And I do it partly for that reason.
So read us one more poem tonight, if you would, please. This one is titled In the Rain. And you might tell us what inspired this, what scene inspired this.
Well, this is a very sad scene and a number of years ago. And unfortunately, it's a kind of scene that we still see today. It was in Clifton, near the corner of Clifton and Ludlow. And it was a summer day. And you know, they can be here, you know, in a big drenching rainstorm started coming down, and there was a man by a car that didn't look like it was going to go anywhere for a while. The car was stuffed with things, and he was just delighting in this rain. Everybody else got their umbrella or whatever, and he was just out there right near his car. And of course, I began speculating after that, but that's the origin of the poem. In the Rain. A man who lives in his car bathes in rainwater. The wrinkles on his face are streaking black. A loose T-shirt slaps his skin. Dripping near the storm drain, he sheds one coat of grime among many anointing him. His home is a Plymouth coupe, broad as a boat. He keeps one of everything there, one narrow bicycle tire, sunglasses with one lens missing, a bent umbrella, a caulking gun, one stuffed blue rhinoceros. Looking around the street, he scratches, soaks, and waits. At night, he'll go to work as always, stopping to check the dumpsters in back lots of closed supermarkets, sorting street trash. Now, though, there's nothing for him to do but bathe. A driver's stare slides off him like the fears he first saw long ago. No people but walking ghosts. No dogs but grubs with teeth. The park a dark arena for the trial of his soul. All sinking into swirls that vanish down the drain. They will be back again, like hunger and dirt. But the rain lets him forget. He wants it to come down in flooding curtains now. He wants it to keep on a good long time.
I trust you will keep your poetry coming for a good long time. And I do appreciate you visiting with us tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
I've been talking with Don Vogan about his latest book of poetry titled Immediate Song. You'll find more information about Don's book at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.